Hello, this is Brooke.
Hi, Brooke. This is Betty B with Great Eastern Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm nice so great.
Hanging I'm glad
in there,
to hear
by
it.
Way. Yeah. What's going on? Like, I'm excited to talk to you, not just because I'm a huge advocate for Darn Tough, but because I want to hear what you guys have been doing in the last few months.
Oh, yeah. We've actually been very busy.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So we did shut down our mill operations in mid-March, and our owner, CEO Rick Cabot, did that a little proactively. That was before the official stay-at-home order went in place.
Mm-hmm.
But then we took the initial time frame to establish new protocols, and then we are an essential business for government orders that we take.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, once we instituted our protocols, we did open that piece of our business back. And on a limited basis, we've been still we opened up our e-commerce fulfillment as well. So
okay.
That was one thing. We're still primarily not at full capacity, but we're going to be looking at coming back online in the coming weeks and months and doing it in a safe way that supports the demand that we have.
Awesome.
So that's the production side of it. While we've been doing that, though, there have been the very obvious things that have changed around us and have really, you know, we've gotten together and said, okay, how can we help? Knowing that we're ingrained in the Vermont community, Capital Hosiery Mills is over 40 years old, and Darn Tough Vermont is over a 15-year-old, over 15-year-old brand, and every sock is made right in Northfield. While we now are in 30 countries across the world, that's our hometown, and our heart is here. So
absolutely.
So as we looked at ways we could help, the first thing we wanted to do is knowing the need just for the healthcare workers and making them comfortable and doing what we could do. The truth of the matter is we make socks, and our knitting machines aren't able to produce masks. And we know though socks is what we do. It's what we know and how we can help. So
mm-hmm.
One thing that we've done is we've donated 10,000 pairs of socks to hospitals across the state.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that was, something we did in April, and that we were honored to be able to do that. They're the heroes out there on the front lines, and so that was the first kind of relief effort thing that we did. And then what we've done right now is we just have launched a Vermont Food Bank Farmers Market sock. With that sock, it's on darntough.com, and every single penny from the sale of the sock, of each pair sold, is going direct to the Vermont Food Bank.
Oh my gosh. As if it's not enough that you guys produce the best socks in the world, you hear stuff like this, and it's like, how do you? I mean, I'm honestly, very rarely am I speechless. I'd be out of a job if I were. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been really inspiring to see how quickly we pulled it together too. Like I said, we're not set up to do a cut and sew operation, but we knew if there was something we could do quickly, it would make more socks. And the Vermont Food Bank already is an invaluable resource in our own community.
Absolutely.
We've had a longstanding partnership with them. So we've been for years donating our proceeds from Giving Tuesday in December, every December to them. And knowing that the demand is just increasing by the day in terms of what they, the workers that need food security. So this idea was essentially born and started knitting within just a couple weeks. And
wow.
Yeah, because we own our own mill, and we are right here in Vermont. It was something that we were really proud to be able to pull together, and it was
awesome.
A true team effort, and we did it quickly, and yeah, now it's for sale on darntough.com.
At darntough.com, okay. That
yep.
is so amazing. You know, honestly, I'm excited for things to open back up, but the silver lining finder in me it's just mind-blowing to see how many businesses and, you know, individuals have come together to help the community and make a difference essentially worldwide. So
yes.
Thank you.
It's going on all around us. And we have also, in addition to that, so we have an operation that we partner with Vermont Teddy Bear and some other businesses in Vermont for employees to volunteer and make masks. So
oh, wow.
We have a handful of employees that are doing that as well, and we're making about 500 masks a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're hitting it in a lot of different ways. Again, that's the least we can do for the people who are out there and really are on the front lines and helping the community.
Right. Right. That's just great. Again, you know, if the quality weren't enough hearing stuff like this, it's heartwarming and, you know, being a local, it's always been important to support those local businesses, but seeing what you guys do, it just warms my heart.
Oh, it's great. You know, we're all one community.
For sure. Brooke, thank you so much. I'm going to share a link so people can see what kind of sock we're talking about here. I'm very excited. Thank you so much.